You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Executive Lounge time on a Wednesday, and this week I'm joined in studio by the founder and CEO of the Bar Group, Legend Mangale. Legend, thanks so much for coming through. This has actually been a conversation that has been in the works for quite some time. Yeah, I mean, you're a film producer turned entrepreneur turned executive producer and businessman and entrepreneur. Take me through your journey. I mean, it's been quite the journey.
Thank you very much for having me, Jimmy. It has been quite the journey. You know, I think the journey has only just begun. My journey, though, in the industry and in what I do began around 2008, 2009. So it's been a long journey. But I think everybody after COVID has to reclaim a new journey of sorts. And so, we are a production house and we love content. That's what we do.
You say production house, but yeah, it's not just any ordinary production house. You guys have done some really big productions. I mean, you've done some really notable projects and worked on some notable projects. Can you just take us through perhaps some of those projects and which ones stand out for you as sort of the mark of excellence that you guys have put through?
For sure. It's very hard to sort of speak about your work, or I find it really hard. But we mainly did reality shows in this country. And so I think we made them trendy and commercial. We commercialized the genre, I think, reality. And our journey starts with Dineo's Diary. And specifically season two, we've done Dineo's Diary season two. We've done Living the Dream with Somizi. We've done Being Bonang. We've done Wamam Kize, Life with Kelly. There are so many. But those are the notable ones. Yeah, and we've done many other productions as well. We've obviously played in the field beyond just Mnet, but essentially those are the notable ones, I would say. Yeah.
Legend, take me through the business side of it. I mean, obviously you come from a production background, you've produced these shows, and then you've kind of transitioned into saying there's a lot more than I need to take care of from a business perspective. And it's not just about being on set, putting the production together and everything. There's a whole business behind that business.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always interesting when you walk into the industry because it's such a cut and paste type industry. But because we've always wanted as a company to really trailblaze, to really always be on trend with how the global market sort of works, right? So when you look at like your Kim Kardashians, when you look at like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they are on, I think, season 32 at this level. But that's because there's a business behind them and behind the show. So our properties here normally just sit within 13 episodes and that's it. You wait for the next year. We've never been that kind of company. We've always wanted to build on what we, I guess, build within the show. So you'll see that Being Bonang wasn't just a show. It was actually more of a lifestyle. It had a lot of sort of spin-offs. It had, you know, she had a deal with Takealot. She had a deal with Willie's. She had a deal with a champagne. And so, you know, that type of thinking and that type of strategy is not what's available in this country. If you look at Somizi, Somizi went into a cooking show. He also went into, the wedding. And all these things have always been a part of our DNA as a company to sort of do spin-offs and to make sure that the genre and whatever we're doing has commercial value and a bigger bottom line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's who we've been. We innovate around our shows and we don't ring fence them within the TV space only. Mm.
But in speaking of ring fencing, you not only do the production side of it, you don't limit yourself in what you do as the Bar Group. I mean, my understanding is the business at some point acquired Destiny Magazine and Destiny Man from Ndalo Media. Take me through that business transaction. That must have been a big deal for you to think about and then to pull off.
So fundamentally, we love content, all types of content, literature, whatever, you know. And what I think for me, that move was, I mean, magazines are dying all over the place. But people said the same thing about books. You know, books are coming back now. Kindles weren't really, you know, they didn't really take off in this country. People will always go back to what they love. What goes, goes, and what stays, stays. And I think Destiny still had a core reader community, that wanted to know, that wanted to network, that wanted to necessarily experience more than just business. They wanted to necessarily be behind a lifestyle. And so that transaction was purely just about migrating the audience into what is the now. And our thing is that, you know, anybody who's listening or watching or reading, we can grow with them. And that's basically why we did what we did. The brand is still under our stable, and we've got some exciting things for it.
So what is the now for you, Legend? What do you do in your downtime when you're not building what is nothing short of a media empire?
Sure. So I think my biggest thing is I've taken a break, really. We still have shows on air, but I'm really not as active as I was. I've taken a break. We went through a lot in the media, and there are many lessons, but that break isn't just necessarily sitting around. We've put in new types of strategy for our business and how we work with people out there, you know, because our company is so vulnerable to, you know, fodder that's out there. And I think putting in, you know, systems, having partners that hold you accountable is everything that is going to be what is our new company in the next. We're actually there. So what we've done is we've made sure that everything that was missing back then that could have gotten us into trouble, we've made sure that we've put in systems. And I guess, yeah, like we've got partners now that hold us accountable much more than, you know, just me being alone as a business leader. Mm. Yeah.
So what do you do when you are able to step out of that office role and out of the corporate role? What do you do to relax?
I run. So I've been running a lot of marathons around the world. I ran Paris and London. Oh, well, I didn't run London, but I went to support a friend in London, which has inspired me to sort of try for London next year. But I have taken up a lot of like running and marathons around the world.
That's very interesting. My sound engineer, Ezekiel, has done, is it 14? 15 Comrades Marathons.
That's crazy.
15.
That's crazy. I actually just supported a friend now. He was running a marathon. So I'm actually trying to get inspired to run the Comrades because it is so hectic. I mean, I was very inspired by what a close friend did recently. So I'll probably be starting my training in the next few months. Because I will run Comrades next year. Yeah.
That's impressive. And family life, how's...
Interesting. I mean, you know, I'm getting older, so I need to settle down. I want to be able to. I think for the past 14 years, all I've tried to do is build myself and the brand that I believe I am, and then the company that I've come to enjoy. You know, and I think for a long time, I've been wanting to, I guess, you know, begin the beginnings of trying for a family, you know. But I've still got a mom. I go home and she loves me, and I want to be able to make her proud by, you know, continuing our lineage or our surnames.
What's your favorite food? What's the one meal that you will die for?
Sure. Currently, right now, I'm really enjoying, there's a meal at Signature called, it's like grilled chicken thighs with some mash. That's real. I'm a simple guy. I really don't eat a lot of red meat, but I love my chicken and mash. So mashed potatoes and some chicken. I'm a simple guy.
Favorite drink?
Favorite drink right now. So there's a friend of mine who I used to think daiquiris were like girly, but I really like, because I don't drink alcohol. So, well, I've quit alcohol since I've been running thingy. So I don't want to say I don't drink alcohol, but I've quit because of these marathons. And so I've just been drinking virgin daiquiris. That's really... I used to enjoy whiskey, but now it's just virgin daiquiris.
Favorite place you've traveled to?
My favorite place is New York. Although I really, really enjoyed Paris this time around. But I really think that I will end up in New York or in LA. Those are my favorite places.
Is that a permanent thing that you're looking to do? Move to LA?
I thought about it just after COVID. I felt like I had reached, you know, my milestones here. But I didn't want to sort of leave without actually making sure that we leave a good note, we leave a good story behind. And so I felt like, I felt like I was already ready to go. But something's calling me back here, and I think I just want to do a couple of shows. I cannot answer you directly, just because I want to leave that open for myself as well. But I do think that there's a huge pull for me to be that side.
If there's one project you could work on, or if there's one project that's in the works that's been your dream project, what is that?
So I'm a fan of campaigns. I don't like working on one thing and that be it. I like whatever I work on to give birth. So right now, there's a biopic that we're currently sort of in the works. It's of a South African group that was quite famous back in the day. It was kind of like our new protest theater and the kind of music that they made. So I really love sort of walking into, you know, TV properties or film properties that give birth. So that's what I'm working on, and that's what I kind of like working on. So the project I'm currently doing has given birth to three types of properties before we even do the actual main thing. So if you think about Shaga, you know, Shaga Ilembe, which is currently in production, I thought that they were going to do, like, you know, the idols of that, like Search for Those Actors, Search for Shaga Zulu. That's a show in its own. And then, like, the making of would have been also another property, and then actually finally making Shaga Zulu. Because I think you have to bring the audience along. I think you always have to make sure that your story is being told as you go and as you get there. That's a marketing tool that I think Americans do really well, you know? So, yeah, you'll see now Lady Gaga is on her Oscar campaign, but we haven't even seen the film. So, you know, I'm a fan of that stuff, and I think that we're just stuck on a blueprint that doesn't work in what we call our industry now.
Certainly an interesting time to be in the industry that you're in. Obviously, there's a lot that is playing out there, but it's always nice to see that you haven't lost the passion that you have for the industry and for what you do. We'll leave it at that, Legend. Thanks so much for coming through. That's Legend Manqele, who is the founder and CEO of The Bar Group, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.